All right, next up, we've got Nathan Joe Long with What I Never Had.
Mariana's hiding an oyster that swallowed a grain of sand. It covered its pain in a pearly white sheet. You can't catch light, it's never seen. You can't catch light, it's never seen. I so want to be who you want me to be.
You know, this one has some pretty evocative imagery right from the bat. You know, the Pacific only looks peaceful when you're looking from afar. Not till you get 7 miles deep will you find rest your soul can keep. I also really enjoyed the oyster imagery of, you know, hiding an oyster, swallowed a grain of sand, it's, you know, becomes a pearl.
Yeah, I like that too. I'd never thought about the pain that the oyster must feel for having this, like, thing growing inside of it.
I'm sure there's some marine biologists that'll be like, well, actually, oysters don't feel pain. But, you know, I'd never thought of it that way either. And I thought it was like, yeah, because it is like that irritation that causes the pearl to form. But it's like it'll never shine if it's like inside the,
oh, yeah,
the oyster.
Yeah. The lyrics were kind of poignant that way.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. And again, I'm sure I had some complaints about not being able to follow the narrative in it, but I enjoyed the imagery. I enjoyed the music. There were some really good reverbs and some really good echoes. There's some part near the end where I thought the vocals might be a little bit too loud, but I think it was just a minor quibble. And again, I'm really glad I don't have to rank anything. And these are shadows because there's a lot of really good songs this round. I had one more thing, but I'll let you go, Chumpy, because I need to like read my notes and then see if it was worth saying.
Yeah, okay. Well, I like that there was this interlude with a bunch of horns towards the end. Like, I thought that really kind of brightened up the sound and, like, made it a lot more interesting. And I was kind of like, can we get some more of those horns in other parts? Because that section sounded particularly good to me. It really opened up the song for me in a good way. The song is sort of atmospheric otherwise, which I don't think is a bad thing, but like those horns really brought it in for me. I also like the lead guitar and other instrumentation that comes in towards the end. So for me, the song started out slow, but finished reasonably strong. I liked reading the song bio notes, you know, thinking about the Mariana Trench, which is like, I guess, deeper than Everest. And so like there's so much darkness and stuff over there because, you know, the sunlight can't penetrate the water. Those are all like, you know, sort of interesting things to take lyrical inspiration from. So I kind of thought it was cool from that aspect.
Yeah. And the only other two things I had was that I like it's in 6/8. I like 6/8 time. I don't think it's used enough, but it is hard to like go driving stuff, but it's good for sort of mid-tempo stuff. And then I really liked the clarity in some of the narrative lyric where it's like, I can't give what I never had. Like there's some other songs where it's like, I couldn't give it to them. And I was like, please tell me what it is and what them are in this scenario. And then the next line is I can't give love I never had. And it's just very, yeah, you said poignant, Jumpy, and I agree. It's just got that like, oh man, if you never received love as a kid, it would be really hard to properly give love as a grown up. And I thought it was put very well.
This is the guy who did that Remember Monongah song for round one. And I was surprised that he didn't make it through to round two. I think his work sounds really good. And this is another very good song. You know, the lyrics are wonderful, like extra amazing. Like some of the best lyrics I've heard in recent memory. And the song itself plugs along really well and cleanly. It sounds professional. And if that trumpet isn't real, then he's working the articulation like a master. The use of backing vocals is just right. And it all sounds good. But, you know, like Chumpy and Seabass said, the real magic is in the lyrics.